You know, Gator's not a mean-spirited person. You're really nice to people. But that dig at Costa at the end of the show was hysterical.
I didn't mean it as a dig. I meant it just to be funny.
Don't one of you host a gambling podcast?
What are you guys? You doing some betting, are you? Maybe you let Heather.
I mean, that was actually low-key ruthless.
I didn't mean for it to be. I like Jim a lot. And I was just trying to be funny. That's all.
It was funny.
However, once I got Heather's reasoning for like why she, when she told us why she picked Tennessee or USC.
Yeah,
like,
which is the most
common. It's so great.
She picked USC because she liked the TV show Full House.
Well,
because
she thought of the scandal. She
think
thought
of all the dots you have to connect to get to Full House.
Well, she was like, Lori Loughlin. The first thing that came to mind was Lori Loughlin and the scandal getting her daughter into USC with the rowing scholarship or whatever. And then it just went on to, and that's Full House was my favorite show growing up. And
she liked Uncle Jesse.
That's funny. That's great. And Tennessee was, because I want to go to Nashville.
Yeah,
sounds great. I like it. Look, it's just as good as like if Costa were to have, you know, two balloons in his garage with a different logo on each one and his cat starts pawing at one and picks that. Why not? Yeah. Can't be any worse, Jim.
But instead they do it.
That's a little bit. That's overt.
That's
the first one was a little subtle, passive aggressive.
My bad.
Don't want to host a gambling podcast. That was just straight up overt.
Everybody has a bad week.
Yeah, you had a scope on that second one, man.
Two clicks to the left. Right, exactly. No need. It's unnecessary. I'm an easy target, so I'll stop.
How we doing today?
Doing all right, man. I tell you, you know, with this, everything going on, it's amazing. As soon as I got home yesterday, I had to leave a little bit early and I had a couple errands to run and kind of a serious errand, you know, dealing with funeral arrangements and stuff like that. We're meeting with the pastor at the church and I've got my phone to the side and we're at the point where the pastor's just talking to my mom about specific stuff. So I'm like, really don't have, I had to check. I needed to know the score. What's going on with Cleveland?
Wait. This is a little macabre, but
it's all right.
You're at a funeral director.
We're at the church and talking with the pastor and
about arrangements the memorial for your father's
next week for my dad. So it got to the point where the pastor was just talking to my mom. I was kind of out of the conversation and my phone is just sitting right there. And you know, a little bit after three, I'm like, it's getting close to the end of this game, right?
You know
right?
Who'd appreciate that? Hugh.
Oh yeah.
Hugh would appreciate you, Gator's father.
Well, yes and no. My father hated cell phones. So he would hate that I had the cell phone with me to even have the distraction. But
he'd appreciate that you wanted to know the score.
So what is the score? He was like, what happened? Well, they were tied at two. They're going to extra innings.
Oh. You got a game cast?
I wouldn't do the game cast. That would be rude.
That'd be too much?
That would be too much. So I think by the time they won it in extra innings, I think I had just gotten home. And I checked the phone, and there it was, the big win in 10 innings. I'm like, yes, this is just hysterical.
Yep.
And I was hoping for the double dip that the Baltimore Orioles would have lost as well, but they somehow pulled out a win.
Was he a big Tiger guy?
I think Hugh liked the Tigers, but Hugh liked to take us to the game. I think my dad liked the experience of going with the kid, taking the kids to the game. So. And when my brother and I got to go, we had a bunch of great experiences going to the game. And,
hey.
He really wanted to go to a game this season. And you know, I think a couple weeks before he passed, he had mentioned it. And I'm like, yeah, well, listen, you know, you don't really walk as well and stuff. It's harder, but we can make it happen. He's okay.
Didn't you get him like a Father's Day? Didn't you guys go sit in the Tiger Den one year?
Yeah. My father, I got tickets for my father, my brother, and my nephew. And the four of us went to the game. I think it was against the White Sox. Chris Sale was pitching.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the game that J.D. Martinez had come back off the disabled list.
Oh, was it first pitch? He went yard?
First pitch.
Oh.
Walk off or whatever.
You were at that game, Father's Day with your dad. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That is awesome. What a great memory.
Yeah. So we have a picture of the four of us sitting in the seats with the stadium in the background or the field in the background. It's great memories.
Let's do it for Hugh.
Let's do it for a lot of people. This is uh, this is incredible. I mean, when you go to bed last night, you go to bed with a smile on your face because you know that the Tigers are tied with the Twins for the last wild card spot in the most improbable season
I want to get
that we can remember.
Just circling back real quick, how beholden we are to the what's going on with the Tigers is you, your story, church, pastor, funeral arrangements, checking the score. I went for a mountain bike ride yesterday, and I knew I was going to be on the bike for over an hour. And, you know, I'll listen to the game, but I'm like sitting there in the parking lot and they're tied. And I'm like, don't want to just sit here and find out what happens, or am I going to go on my ride? And I'm like, I'm going to go on the ride, but I kept stopping and checking. And at one point, I'm about halfway through the ride. My phone's in my pocket. I got music playing, and my phone buzzes. And I'm like, all right, I'm at the halfway point. I'm gonna pull over and just rest anyway. And right before that, I fell. I took a spill.
Thank goodness you had a helmet.
Of course, it was more of a tip than a spill because I was going over some rocks and my foot got caught in the toe clip and I was falling down. And I'm like, oh, this is gonna be bad. And got caught up and bled a little bit, but that's fine. So we get to the halfway point. Yeah. Get to the halfway point, and I look down, and it's a text from my son. Gribe, do it again. And I'm like, yes! Yes! But, I mean, we're watching and paying attention to the out-of-town scoreboard. And I'm sure everybody with Ohtani's night last night had the same thought. Should the Tigers pitch to him in the World Series? Or just walk him every time he comes?
I'm walking him.
Okay. I mean, 248, right?
The problem is then he gets on base and he's going to steal second.
Yeah.
So that's a problem. You hope that somebody's on. I prayed when the Tigers face Ohtani in the World Series that there's a runner on first already. So then you just put Ohtani at first. Whoever's at second is at second.
Yeah. But anyway, as you said, It's what's going on is incredible. What's going on is incredible. And who would have imagined this? And what's so much fun, and I usually don't care about this stuff, it's captured the imagination of people outside of Detroit. Like MLB Network did a segment on the Tigers, and they started laundry listing how improbable this is. And let's face it, too. It's kind of two parts Tiger being hot, one part the Twins being ice cold. Like, it's not just the Tigers needed the Twins to come back a little bit, but teams are going to get cold, and you always say, oh, I wish we could have taken advantage. They are taking advantage of it. And it's incredible, Scott.
Yeah,
it's incredible.
It's improbable is what it is. And I'm loving it. How are we not loving it? This is, you know, it's schedules are funny. Those other teams that were way ahead of the Tigers before, they had an easier part of the schedule. They took advantage of it, and then things tightened up for them, and, you know, they have not played as well. The Tigers kind of waded through the season. They had some tough parts of the schedule, and now they've got an easier part of the schedule, hopefully not starting tonight. I mean, Baltimore's tough, but fortunately the schedule lines up. The last six games of the season are definitely in the Tigers' favor when they need to go on a run, and they're on a roll right now, and I love that they're on a roll. And yes, Is it come at the same time that the Twins aren't playing as well, or Kansas City? Well, one of the reasons Kansas City isn't playing as well is because the Tigers beat them three in a row.
Yep.
Don't apologize.
No.
Just advance. Do what you can do. Keep focusing on what you've got. Right now, Tigers have one game series against Baltimore.
248-539-9797. Danny and Warren, you're on 97. Want a ticket. Hello, Danny.
Oh, I'm so excited, guys. I'm kind of your age, but I treat phones and technology like Gator's dad. I'm not good at it. I hate trying it. But for the first time in my life, I Googled the Minnesota Twins, and oh, was I happy when I saw the results. I'm so excited. I'm actually going to go out. I'm kind of a cheap guy. I'm going to get the package for Bally's or whatever, pay the extra. I'm excited. This is awesome.
Well, you might have to pay the package for Apple.
All right, the game tonight's on Apple TV.
Well, no, I'm not doing. No, I'm not that excited. I'll just send it in.
What's funny is we literally in our household we're going over our subscriptions, and until the next season of God, what's the show we like? Severance. Till the next on Apple TV. And then, until Severance comes out or Ted Lasso comes out, we're like, we're not watching Apple TV. So we clicked cancel on our Apple TV subscription about 2 weeks ago. But that doesn't cancel immediately. It cancels at the end of our billing cycle, which I hope hasn't happened yet, because tonight the Tigers are indeed on Apple TV. And if that means I have to resubscribe to Apple TV for $14.99 a month, whatever the F it is, I think I'm going to have to do it.
Well, I've got it.
You've got Apple TV?
Yeah. I realized the other day I got a, hey, you, here's a renewing your subscription.
You'd have like bad mojo with Apple. You do not like Apple.
No, I don't.
Why do you have Apple TV?
Because of watching Tiger games during the season and there's a college football or there's something else that I had. There was another reason. Maybe Red Wings, maybe.
Wow.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, amongst all of the things I know about you, that might be one of the more shocking that you actually have a subscription to Apple TV.
I'm not happy about it.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Of course, we'll carry it here. You need no subscriptions to listen to the game.
Well, that's the great part.
Yep.